This is BOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Happy New Year, everyone. Only a handful of invited guests, including healthcare workers and others from the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic, brought in 2021 in New York's Times Square to witness the dropping of the New Year's Eve ball. For decades, tens of thousands have filled the blocks around Times Square on New Year's Eve, waiting to see the glittering crystal ball glide down a pole mounted atop a skyscraper in the year's final seconds. But this year, Mayor Bill de Blasio and police officials told New Yorkers and out-of-towners alike to stay away and watch pared-down festivities on television. Britain left the European Union at 11 p.m. London time, midnight in Brussels, completing the biggest single economic change in the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago following months of tense negotiations, ensuring that Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion annual trade between the two sides and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. The World Health Organization on Thursday approved Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccines, which is 95% effective after two doses. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to Washington early from his Florida resort on Thursday, keeping up his fight with Congress over a defense bill and coronavirus aid checks. The White House posted a holiday video message from Mr. Trump, who has yet to concede his November election defeat to Democrat Joe Biden, in which he praised his administration's accomplishments that he said included its handling of the coronavirus pandemic and rebuilding the economy. The White House has given no reason for Trump's early return to Washington, but it concedes it coincides, rather, with Trump's fight with Congress over his veto of a major defense bill and his demand for increased COVID-19 stimulus checks, as well as a spike in tensions with Iran. The United Nations African Union mission in Darfur came to an end after 13 years of peacekeeping in the vast Sudanese region on Thursday, even as recent violent clashes leave residents fearful of new conflict. Fighting erupted in Darfur in 2003 when ethnic minority rebels rose up against the Arab-dominated government in Khartoum. The UN says the conflict resulted in 300,000 people being killed and 2.5 million displaced. Well, Microsoft says hackers tied to a massive intrusion of dozens of U.S. government agencies and private companies sneak further into its system than previously thought, although the intrusion doesn't appear to have caused any additional harm. The company said the hackers were able to view some of the code underlying Microsoft software, but weren't able to make any changes to it. Microsoft played down any risk associated with the additional intrusion. The company says it found no evidence of hacker access to customer data and no indication that its systems were used to attack others. A U.S. hospital official says local and federal law enforcement agencies are investigating the actions of a pharmacist in the state of Wisconsin who is believed to have deliberately removed hundreds of coronavirus vaccine doses. Employees at Aurora Medical Center in Grafton, Wisconsin, inoculated nearly 60 people with the ruined vaccine, not knowing the doses had been left out too long, rendering their shots less effective or ineffective. The hospital official declined to give a motive for the pharmacist's action of removing the vaccine from the refrigerator, but he did say the unnamed person has been fired. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.